Agenda item number nine, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2012 second quarter internal audit report by Donna Zamani, internal auditor.
Good afternoon. This is the internal audit activities for the second quarter of 2012. The internal control audits are underway. The cash receipts and receivables is in field work in the central office, and I will take that on the road soon to other locations. The cash disbursements and payables audit is in planning. The quarterly payroll review was conducted with no exceptions noted. The MicroMaine follow-up audit has been resolved with an administrative procedure that addresses all of the issues and will be approved by August 31st of this year. And the purchasing issues will be incorporated into the cash receipts audit. During the planning of the cash disbursements audit, I recommended that a right to audit clause and business ethics expectations warranty clause be added to our procurement documents, and those documents are being revised. Next, please. We are still working toward compliance with the Institute of Internal Auditors standards, and a part of that will be training that has been included in the proposed budget for next year. I was consulted about providing a method to monitor mileage cost on authority vehicles, and that is in progress. With a lot of help from Nancy Adams, I prepared and submitted the proposed fiscal year 13 budget, both your budget and the GNA budget. The review of procedures for technology, assets, and inventory has been concluded, and the procedures were found to be appropriate and sufficient. The internal audit charter has been revised and will be presented to you in July, with a longer resolution, I'm afraid, than even John Hawes. Next. Professional development is ongoing. Any questions?
No questions. Thank you, Donna.